This is KCUR. Commuting trends are shifting throughout the metro, but some of the most surprising changes are happening on the drive across the Missouri River. KCUR's Laura Ziegler tagged along with some of those who make that commute every day and filed this report.
My colleague Donna Vestal and her husband Eric like living in the Northland. They have space. Their expansive backyard spills down from their deck like their own personal park, where they enjoy a rural kind of quiet. To save gas, Donna and Eric frequently commute together to their jobs south of the river, more than 20 miles from home. On a good day, it's 20 minutes to Eric's job downtown and another 15 to Donna's here at KCUR, depending on traffic and construction.
Do you need to get out your map? You gonna go Broadway?
Yeah, we ought to check it.
For commuters across the river, there are a handful of options, among the most popular being the Bond and Broadway bridges. Eric has a smartphone with a mapping app that helps them navigate the route day by day.
How does it look today?
It's a red line over the
bridge.
It's
a red line over the bridge, yeah.
And what's that mean?
It's backed up.
Yeah, there was an accident over by the Bond Bridge, I think. I go Broadway.
In spite of the frustrations, there are perks to their commute. Sometimes they get to see eagles on the river. Donna gets a little work done by monitoring the radio station she works for.
Coming up on the next hearing now as the Supreme Court wraps up.
But sometimes they feel the river can cage them in. Sometimes it makes home feel a little bit inaccessible.
We have been stuck going home, though. There have been times when I picked him up from downtown, and it's been horrible trying to find a way over the river, remember? But then it's really frustrating because you know you have to get over the water, you know?
I caught up with John DeSoto, a volunteer at Union Station, at the end of his shift. He's downright giddy about his commute home, even though he lives a long way out.
Only like a couple of blocks from Liberty. I live way up in the northeast corner.
He pulls out a map where he's charted our route with a red highlighter.
I go north to 20th Street. I cross over to Locust, and then from Locust, I head straight north. And I just zip right through that way, and I take the Heart of America Bridge crossing over. You'll be able to see that if you look at the bridges, I can look right or left. I can just see the car sometimes just stalled there, just sitting around.
We set out on our journey home. Here's the thing about John DeSoto. He doesn't cook, so he plans his route home based on what he feels like eating for supper. As we wander the Northland, he points out some of the options.
We're going to be passing up a real icon of the Northland when we get to Vivian and Antioch. It's called Hayes Hamburgers and Chili. I mean, there you'll go in there in July and the hot day, and people will be going in there and ordering their chili. Boy, it is something else.
Tonight, John is commuting home to the Northland. But it may surprise you to know that those commuting from homes south of the river to the Northland for jobs make up the largest growth in metro area commuters. Commercial and residential development is booming up north, with latest U.S. Census figures showing Platte County the fastest growing county in the area. But for some, the commute across the Missouri River, coming or going, is simply intolerable.
It's soul-sucking commute, yeah.
That's right, a soul-sucking commute, says Jolie Jurgens.
To me, I would rather spend that time at home than sitting in my car frustrated and angry. I can't tell you how many times I've seen people I know posting pictures on like Facebook or social media, and they're just like, ooh, this commute, or oh gosh, there's a car accident or construction, and it's just... Yes, it sucks the life out of you.
I met Jurgens and her fiancé, Doug Christian, at a Brookside coffee shop a few minutes from where they live. She works midtown. He's an exterminator who roams across the metro each week. The two were high school sweethearts in Excelsior Springs. When it came time to buy a house, they looked at a few places up north, but decided it cost too much, not in dollars, but in time. Here's Doug Christian.
And you just find that so much of your time goes to small things. You know, you get nickeled and dimed with time all the time. It's like...
an hour.
Yeah.
You know, 30 minutes or an hour to that.
The commute.
The commute, yeah, exactly. To add that commute time onto it, it just eats away.
The industry and trade that grew around the Missouri River has been key to the growth of Kansas City since the first French fur trader settled here in the early 1800s. But with a mushrooming development up north today, the Big Muddy may be exacerbating a divide. Here's an interesting statistic. The second fastest growing group of Northland commuters, those who commute within the Northland, ignoring the Missouri River altogether. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.